Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, this is Blake. You called me a few months ago.
Yeah, Blake, you had made an on-run registration here, inquiring about some of our programs.
Yeah, I did. It was sometime last week, I believe.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have a few minutes to talk about that now? Did you already
secure
that? Okay, great. excuse me. So it looks like you're maybe looking to bring out some capital there for the restaurant. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Alrighty. What figure did you have in mind there?
What situation? Here's my situation.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry, Blake. You're cutting out really bad. I can't hear you at all.
I said I have a. Hold on. I currently have a funding through ARS. Are you familiar with them?
I am not. It's ARS?
ARF.
ARF.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Advanced Restaurant Finance.
Okay. Got you.
Okay. I have a funding with them. I wrote my deal with them 23 weeks ago. It's a conventional loan in the respect that it's not like a credit card. You know, like a lot of the company, I don't know what your company does, but a lot of the companies do like a percentage of credit card sales, and that's what they take.
So that's what ARF is doing. What kind of what's your balance
with
it?
No. What they do is they do a flat payment.
Gotcha.
ARF has a flat payment. They're not like the credit card companies where they take like 15% of your credit card transactions for the month or whatever.
Right,
or daily,
right.
Or whatever, they take a flat payment. And I signed with them 23 months ago, and I have...
Wait, I'm sorry, you said 23 weeks and then 23 months. Was it...
23 weeks, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I just want to make sure my notes are accurate here.
Yeah, it's 23 weeks ago. It was a one-year deal.
Okay.
It's a one-year deal. Well, actually, I take that back. It's 55 payments.
So, okay. Are those 55 weekly payments?
Correct. Payment comes out of my account every Wednesday.
Okay.
And I went, when I originally signed with them, they told me, and it's a little frustrating for me because I had been with them before, okay?
Right.
And I paid them off. And then I ended up going with a different company for a second funding. And then when I needed some more capital, ARF had approached me again, and they convinced me to go with them again. So I went back with them, and they told me when I went back with them that in 3 to 4 months I could renew.
Right.
And because their program was different than a typical credit card program, there wouldn't be all the fees involved, and you don't get double dipped because they don't charge you to pay off the current loan. They just add on to the current loan. Whereas, like, if I'm paying off another lender, obviously I have to pay off whatever interest they're going to charge me to pay off that loan, then plus whatever the new company is going to charge me for the new loan. So I'm basically paying for the money twice. So they assured me that in 12 to 16 weeks I could renew. So I went with them because I knew that I was going to need more capital. I was in the middle of a construction project of building a new restaurant and bar.
Okay.
And I knew I would need more capital. I knew the capital that they were giving me initially wasn't going to be enough. They assured me that they would be able to renew. And so I went back to them probably the day that I actually went online and filled out your paperwork because I was so pissed off. And they denied it. And now I'm 23 payments into them, and I'm kind of at a place where I'd like to really just like tell them to, you know, get lost.
Understand.
Because now my project is at a standstill, and I don't have the capital to finish it. I'm out of season, so now my cash sales and my credit card sales have decreased, and my cash volume isn't going to substantiate me enough money right now to put into the project over and above what I need just to pay the expenses of operating the business monthly.
Right, understand. So this is your second location that you're working on building up right now, is that right? Or did you just do
correct.
Okay, so the second location is being built. And what's your current balance with ARF at the moment?
Just I have 32 payments at $1,009.56 left.
32 payments, $1,009. So we'll just say right around 32,000. Okay. And is that, you mentioned you had some previous funding that you did. Has that been paid off as well? Is that
They paid that off.
Okay.
That was the deal. See, that's kind of how it got. It kind of hurt me because I had a balance with Strategic Financial before, and in order for ARF to write the loan, they said, "Well, we have to pay off Strategic." And I said, "Well, if you're going to pay off Strategic, I'm not going to get enough capital to finish my project." "Oh, that's okay. Right. Let us pay Strategic off, and in 3 to 4 months, we'll refinance you." And so I waited 3 or 4 months, and I went back to my rep, and I said, "Okay, it's been 4 months. I want to renew. I need to get another $15,000 out." And she goes, "Well, you're not going to be able to do it now. You need to wait till you're like 22 or 23 payments in." And I said, "Well, that wasn't the agreement. The agreement was 3 or 4. Now I've waited. Now you want me to wait 5 or 6. So she says, "Well, just wait until you get to 22 or 23 payments, and we'll look at it again." So then I waited and I waited and I waited, and then I made my 23rd payment, and I contacted them and I said, "Okay, I'm ready." And they go and they denied it. And so I'm so irritated that they've basically put this project on hold for me. And the problem for me is that every month that I go by now that space isn't open, I have $3,000 a month in carrying cost.
Right, that adds up quickly there. Yeah,
if I have to wait till season to get through season, I'm going to throw away 12 grand.
Because
I'm not going to have the capital to finish it.
So how much capital do you need now to get this finished
grand.
Up? 15 grand, that's it. Okay. What is the current or the location that's already open doing? Well, let's say last year in gross sales, what did you guys do?
Right at $500,000.
Okay, $500,000. And as far as a projection goes this year, we're just about halfway through the year. What are you on track for?
It'll be close to that, maybe a little bit more, maybe 550.
Maybe 550. Okay. So it sounds like you're looking to wipe that balance out, correct, with ARF and then net that additional capital?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so we're typically able to, you know, free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, give or take. We do have a couple options in which we could explore for your business. One would be, you know, a first position loan where we wipe out that balance. Two would be a second position loan in which I think that we could get you $15,000 realistically. So, well, which one of those would you prefer? It sounds like you'd prefer for the payoff there.
I would probably prefer the second position, and I'll tell you why. Because if I borrow, what is it, 32, so if I borrow, say, 50 grand from you, I'm basically going to have to pay you interest on paying them interest.
Do they have any, I'm assuming they don't have any, like, prepayment discounts or anything like that?
I can find out. I don't believe that they do, but I don't think that they. I mean, but I can find out if that's a factor. If they have a prepayment program where we could go in and just wipe them out and not pay all the interest, then yeah, I would definitely want to just do a first position. If I'm gonna have to pay the entire $32,000 to them in order to get them to go away, then I would say I would rather do a second position deal. Now, if instead of it being $32,000, let's say it's $25,000, and they're gone, then yeah, I would obviously rather do that and just get rid of them.
Well,
I'm so irritated.
And here's the thing, in order for us, typically, in order for us to get the first position loan, we'd have to net you 50%, meaning that in order for us to pay off the 32, we'd have to get you a $64,000 loan, so you'd be netting 32. That's if we're able to do that.
Right. So my numbers might not work for that.
So that's a little bit too much for you there?
No, 32? I don't think my numbers will warrant that. I don't think
for the, sales. You mean?
When I've dealt with companies in the past, I've never qualified. The most I've ever qualified for was 50.
Okay, and that's typically. I mean, we're between the 10 to 15% range. What I think the best approach on your file is to try, to try and do both here. And see what's going to make sense for you.
Before I waste any of your time, and I obviously don't want to waste my time because I've done this before, and you go through all the garbage of having to fill out the application and send in all the different forms and send in all the different reports and all that. I am not the owner of the company. My fiance is, and her credit's not good. So if you based your decision on her credit, then you're probably not going to approve it.
Let me ask you this: what is her ballpark FICO score?
Well, that's up for debate because that's the reason that ARF denied it. ARF requires that your score be above 550. Now, I pulled her credit on Experian, and according to Experian, her credit score is 660.
Okay.
But according to who they pull through, and they pull through a different bureau, I think she said Equifax.
Okay.
Her score was like 530, and she said that because they use a conventional bank out in California to write all their paper, so that's who the bank uses to pull the credit. The bank pulled Equifax; it came in at 530, and they wouldn't renew the loan. And I said, well, that doesn't make any sense to me because if you pull her Experian credit score, it's 660.
And just to give you some feedback on that, first and foremost, we do pull Experian. Out of the three bureaus, we pull Experian. Another thing, though, as well is I know I manage my credit very closely. I notice a lot of times when you use the Credit Karma type credit management things, sometimes they're not quite as conservative as when you actually do the hard pull. Because I know for me, especially with when you get the monthly, for my Discover card, for instance, I use TransUnion. Sometimes it's a little bit higher than my score actually is. But I think
because I signed her up.
But it shouldn't be 100. It shouldn't be 100 points off, though.
I tell you what happened, because I knew that when I originally wrote the deal with ARF, that they were going to monitor her credit for me to do a renewal in 3 months. So I signed up with Experian to get a monthly report on her credit, so I would know that her credit wasn't hurting, so that I knew that when I needed to go back in 3 or 4 months to get that loan, that I was going to be able to get it. And so I monitored it every month. It cost me $24.95 a month. They send me a report. They say her credit score is this. This is what's happened. This is who's pulled credit on her, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
So I monitor it. So then when I went back, as far as I was concerned, she's 660. I'm good to go, right? They're going to write the loan.
Right, absolutely.
And then they jerked me around, and then they made me wait until I was 23 weeks out instead of what it was supposed to be. It was only supposed to be 12. And so I waited that additional 11 weeks thinking that they were going to write the loan. And then I get to the 23-week mark, and she's at 660 according to what I'm looking at, and then they call me back and say, oh, no, our bank pulls Equifax. We're not doing the loan.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. No, I just basically told the rep on the phone last week, actually the day that I went on your website. I think I got something from you guys in the mail or something. But I told her on the phone that day, I said, you guys have basically screwed me because I should have stayed with my original lender. Because my original lender, I would have been able to re-up.
Absolutely, and especially because this isn't your first time around with them, right? Exactly, and that's my main concern there, it really does surprise me. But to kind of touch on the whole credit thing, we're not super concerned with personal credit. And then I was going to ask you, my next question was going to be, is this loan showing up on her personal credit, or is this strictly...
Right. No.
Okay, it's
no,
a business. It's a business. Okay. Because, yeah, what I was going to say is we're not super concerned with the personal credit. You know, really, we're looking at business credit. As long as she's not under 500 points, you know, and let me ask you this. Any judgments or liens?
There's a lien now. There's a lien now because when I went with them, okay, when I went with them the very first time with ARF, I don't know how your program works, but what happened was the original program I was with was Strategic Financial, was a percentage of credit card sales. Okay?
Right, right.
So Strategic would take 15% of my credit card sales, which, you know, would average, you know, my credit card sales are somewhere usually between $17,000 and $22,000 a month. So, you know, they would be taking somewhere between, you know, $2,400 and $3,200 a month. Well, this other program with them, it was $1,009 a month. And when I got on the phone with the chief financial officer before I ever signed the paperwork with them, I said to them, I said, this program, although your interest rate might be better over the course of the loan, it's a harder program for me to work, because if you're going to take $1,009 every week, and it doesn't matter what amount of business I do, you're taking that $1,009. When I slow down in the summer, you're going to kill me.
Right, right.
So the financial officer says, well, you know, she says, we'll revisit that when you get to the 12-week mark, and we can rewrite the loan, pull your payment down, blah, 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 blah. And now I've had all this correspondence with them over the last week. They're trying to get me. Now what they want me to do is they want me to rewrite the loan for another year. They want to drop the payments on my whatever I told you, 32 payments.
Right.
So they want to take that. They want to take that 32 payments. They want to finance that over 52 payments, and they want to pull my payment down to $780 a month. And I'm like, why would I do that? You basically have screwed me for 23 months. Now you want me to stretch my loan out with you guys for another year, pay more interest on the interest, because now they're seeing how adversely they've affected me by doing what they did.
Right.
I even sent the chief financial officer an email yesterday. I said, I have an idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't you call your bank and just tell your bank to stop taking payments out of my account for the next month. Give me 4 weeks to get the business open.
Right.
And then you can start back up again and charge me an extra payment at the end to make up for it. You know, charge me an extra $1,000. So we can't do that.
Yeah, so it's going to take, so $15,000 is going to get the doors open there. Is that right?
That's correct.
How soon are you looking to bring that on? It's like yesterday, right, or last week?
Yeah, I've been paying $3,000 a month since I went to week 12. So basically, at week 12, when I went back to them and asked them for another $15,000 to complete the project, they didn't give me the money. Now I'm at week 23. So for 11 weeks, I have had to pay $3,000 a month, and I've been able to do absolutely nothing with the space. Because I have to pay my landlord. If I don't pay my landlord, I get evicted.
Of course, yeah. So it really just seems like, you know, you guys need to get those doors open as soon as possible, rather than,
yeah, my
contract, you know, pay.
My contractor has told me that if I had the money to finish the space out, basically to pay his subcontractors for the rest of the materials and fixtures, he could have me open. He could have me completely built out within 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, so I think that we can do the $15,000. What I'd like to do is explore both options. I think that it might make most sense for you if we're not to just keep that balance in place and then free up that additional $15,000, you know, as a
second. What's going to happen with my lien that's in place, though?
So the lien, we can work around liens. I have funded a lot of businesses with liens. It's really when they, what's the amount of the lien, I should ask?
$9,000.
Okay, that's not that bad at all. That's not that bad. I don't see that being an issue. My next question would be, do you guys have a payment plan in place yet for that? Are you guys still
no,
in the
actually,
process?
I actually have a meeting. My accountant has a meeting with them on August 2nd.
Okay, August 2nd. I mean, I definitely would like to see what we can do. It might be harder for us to do the – it's certainly not a deal breaker. I mean, I got a huge business recently approved that had like a $300,000 lien.
And then, holy crap.
Keep in mind, it was like a huge business, but still, I mean, I was very surprised. So I don't think that the $9,000 lien is going to kill the deal. And as long as her – I mean, like I said, we do pull experience. So, and I can certainly let you know, if we get to that point, you know, what exactly her credit is. But I don't see that a $9,000 lien being a complete deal breaker. And, yeah, I mean, I'd like to take a stab at this for sure. All we're looking at here, I'm not quite sure what financials they required from you there, but we'd be looking at 6 months business bank statements for your existing business, and then a one-page application in which I can email you, as well as the first page from your most recent tax return. That can be 2014 if you have an extension here on 15s.
Okay.
Let me ask you, are you guys a LLC? Are you guys a sole prop corporation?
C-Corp.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you guys are looking to do this soon, we can get you an answer, you know, really quickly. I have an email down here, blazonenterprises@comcast.net. Is that right?
Yeah, that's me. That's me, yeah.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll shoot you off the application, Blake, and I'll just kind of bullet point the other two items we'll need to kind of proceed on your file, and we'll get you an answer.
How long does it usually typically take to get an answer?
About 24 hours, sometimes 48. So get an answer to you. Like, for instance, if you were to get it over to me this morning, Thursday would be the very latest we'd have an answer for you. I would assume tomorrow, you know, if it comes in earlier in the day. So we work quickly. We can work about as quickly as you. So I'm going to send you off that information, and you'll have all my contact information on there as well in the signature. Again, my name's Gabe.
How does your program work?
So we're going to explore two different options. We have terms from, you know, 6 months to 3 years. As far as the term length go, it's really going to depend on if we're able to see if we can do the first position, and then the second position loans are shorter term in nature a lot of the times, you know, just due to the fact that they are second nature and more risky. But for $15,000, you know, it's not a huge amount. So I definitely, you know, with your balance at $32,000, what I would like to do is get the stuff over to the credit analysts and have them, you know, use their best judgment as far as, you know, what's going to be the best option, what can we do for you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it was nice speaking with you and learning about the business there. And I'm gonna get that email out to you here in the next 5 minutes or so, and we'll see what we can do. All right.
Thank you very much.
You got it, Blake. We'll talk soon. Yeah. Expect that email though shortly. Bye.